The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Today
FM. We're delighted to be joined by Andy O'Donoghue. Hi, Andy.
Mario.
Very good. This used to be called Tech Tuesday, but now it's called Tech Thursday.
We evolved into a...
Tech Tuesday became sentient.
It's like we matured in a way and moved later into the week. Yeah.
You just became sentient and said, we want tech, we want the Thursday. So listen, today we're going to be talking about language apps.
We are.
So, yeah. You know, we all like to learn a bit of a language, and some of us used to attend Alliance Française or something, go for conversation classes when we used to, you know, back in the 90s or whatever, and then apps came, and now there's an app for everything, and I guess we can learn languages through Google Translate as well.
We can. So there's a lot of things about the language app that's really useful, and it's easy to kind of dismiss them. Do you remember the days of Lingaphone and the tapes people used to buy, which were outrageous? I mean, €300 or €400 for those tapes and things. Then the app came along, and it did kind of, I hate using the word, but it kind of democratized language learning, because you can do it for free. If you want to learn a little bit more or faster, well, then you pay or subscribe to the app or the service. But what it has done is it's really useful. People go on holiday. They go to France, they go to Portugal, they go to Spain. And we are not great at languages in this country, is my opinion, simply because I think we're not connected to anybody. Mm. So we're quite insular in our language learning. So we speak English to waiters and hotel staff in the countries we go to. So people have started downloading app usage, language app usage in this country. It has only increased in the last 5 years. Good sign.
So there's a willingness in this country.
There is a willingness. Mm. And of course, with the apps, you can really, really find the useful phrases, but you can also learn the grammar properly so that you don't get on the wick of the French, etc., etc.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of them out there, and they're really good.
Yeah, I suppose 10 years ago, before the apps, really, we had Google Translate, but people were a little bit reluctant to Google Translate because you'd think you're asking for, you know, a pint and some chips, but actually you've just told his wife to F off and you don't even know that you've done it.
Conversation starter.
Yeah. All right. So Google Translate and YouTube, of course, came along. But so tell us about some of these apps then.
So probably the world's favourite language app is Duolingo.
Yeah.
And, you know, pretty much everybody's heard of it. I checked today, believe it or not, you can learn Klingon on Duolingo.
Right, Star Trek.
I think Quaspsi means what's up, essentially. Someone will text you and correct my pronunciation.
Oh, text in Klingon, please.
However, it's really good. You've got these gamified lessons, so it kind of doesn't seem like a chore. It's not like you're at school. They kind of gamify the lessons. They make it fun to complete. Good progress tracking. And there's also kind of a community spirit as well. But there are a lot. I think there's 30 languages in total. And the lessons, they are structured around speaking, listening, reading and writing. Mm. But what I love about it, bite-sized lessons, really good. You can start for free, and then I think from €5 or €6 a month, you can, as I say, increase the pace of your learning.
Yeah, so it's fun, it's interactive, and as you say, it gamifies it.
It does.
Is this the same as Babbel?
So many of them are the same, and there's quite a few. It's surprising that there is so many, but they do different things slightly different. Mm. Babbel pride themselves that they're kind of their lessons designed by linguistic experts, and this is a really good one, and it focuses on conversational skills.
Mm.
So if you're going to work somewhere and you're going to have colleagues in a different country, or indeed you're single and you want to hit the bars in wherever, conversation is useful. So Babbel is a really, really good app for those conversational skills. They only have 14 languages, but they have all the languages where we are likely to be. But the lessons are absolutely conversation focused. Starts at about €12 a month. And what I would say about the monthly fees is you slice them significantly if you sign up for the annual deal.
Okay.
I think I signed up for Duolingo, which is, for Memrise, which is my favorite one. And I think it was about €40 a year. So it's worthwhile if you think, okay, this is going to take me a while because you're not going to learn Spanish or Portuguese in a month. Sign up for the annual deal. Much better deal.
Right. Okay. So that's Babbel. Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone has been around for a while, and this is kind of about immersive language training. Lots of interactive activities, but you get real-time feedback, which is very good. It's got 24 languages, and it's very effective, very kind of thorough approach. It reminds me of the old Lingophone tapes in a way. Yeah. It's quite sturdy, and they like you to do it their way, but it also is very good.
When you say real-time feedback, that doesn't mean somebody comes on and tells you, your pronunciation was terrible, shut up.
It doesn't. If you want that, I would say that it is worthwhile thinking about personalised online tutoring. And there are a couple of websites, you know, the gig economy. So people with really good language skills in English and their own native language, there's a rake of them who do really, really cost-effective lessons. And if you go onto a site like Preply, Preply, you can search for your language and you can find a tutor, and they list them by age and also by their interests. So some of them know a lot about business conversation. Others know about sports and culture. So if you have say if you're being assigned overseas, or if you just have an interest in something, you can find somebody to teach you in a very personalized way. And you do a Zoom with them, essentially. €20 a lesson is kind of the average, but something like Preply works really well.
Want to learn a new language while finding a husband at the same time? It sounds like a dating site. So like, yeah, I set up this language thing, but actually I'm just cruising for girls.
Well, there you go. Hello, Facebook.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, exactly. It's Facebook. Well, what is HelloTalk?
HelloTalk is a little bit like what I just mentioned, because it kind of connects you with native speakers around the world for this kind of language exchange. Huge app, about 150 languages. And they have text, voice, and video chat. And also they have translation tools and language correction as well. So HelloTalk can get expensive, more expensive than the others if you do a lot of the in-app purchases. But translation and correction tools, really useful. And this is kind of a professional one. If you're working on something, you're doing a pitch, or you're working overseas, or you want your CV to apply for jobs where you're thinking of going and working in Spain or France or somewhere, HelloTalk could work really well for you.
And you love Memrise.
Tell me
about that one.
Memrise is so good. And it uses what they call spaced repetition and multimedia. And so you memorize the vocabulary and the phrases. 16 languages. I started learning Portuguese on it, which is a tough language to learn. And what is fantastic about it is they have native speaker videos. So you learn to say a phrase. So you learn to say I'm hungry, or even thank you, or something in your language. And then you see and hear a local saying it. What's interesting is they don't use everybody from the capital city. So you get those regional accents, which is really important in a language like Spanish or French or Portuguese. As we know in this country, regional accents are very different. So it works really well. And it's priced at €8 or €9 a month. I did the annual deal. But I have to say, of them all, Memrise is certainly my favourite.
Can you say something in Portuguese to me, please?
Ciao, obrigada. We're nearly done.
Oh, that was a northern Portuguese accent. Very good.
It was somewhat.
Lisbon.
Well spotted.
Yeah, well done. I picked it up straight away. Listen, what about, like, are there any apps that cater for this idea, or do you know about them? Like, so, for example, let's say I'm going out and playing golf somewhere for the week, and I want to learn loads of golf stuff. Or let's say I'm, you know, dating, and I want to learn dating language, you know, or let's, in other words, specific to my requirements, rather than just, hello, how are you, and can I see the menu, please?
Sure. Well,
you know what I mean?
HelloTalk that we just mentioned is really good for that, because it does connect you with native speakers. Mm. There are a couple of others. For instance, there's an app called Mosalingua, which costs about €5 a month. Mm. Some of it is free. But they have really good dialogue, and specifically cultural insights.
Okay.
So that's where you get things. You learn to comment on cities and places, and even, you know what they do really well is kind of the mood. You know the way it's difficult to explain Irish humour to people who aren't Irish?
Yeah.
And you could spend a lifetime doing it. Can you imagine exactly what it's like in regional France, or, you know, the bottom of the Alps.
Yeah.
So they do that really well with regional insights into their local culture. So that works very well. Most of Lingua or Hello Talk.
Yeah, it would also lead to a lot of them going, who does this fella think he is telling us what we're supposed to be? Do you know what I mean? Your man, what? The fella at the bottom of the Alps.
Yeah. Fair point.
You know, so you better be careful with that telling people.
You do,
that.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to appear too knowledgeable.
Yeah. So you would be a big fan of the apps in general, would you, Andy?
I think they work really well. And you know what I like about the Mario is that, you know, they're useful for kids, kind of a little bit like a grind. If adults, if you're thinking of doing a language course and you think, oh, I really want to learn Spanish before we go on holiday, but I don't have time to get out to do the night course, get the app, spend literally 5 minutes a day you can start with Duolingo. And the language or the gift or the ability to speak another language really is a tremendous gift.
Listeners saying here, free language apps available from libraries on Ireland.ie, libraries Ireland.ie.
That is also true. And of course, if you go into the library, you can use them also.
Okay. Andy O'Donoghue, thank you very much for Tech Thursday. Egg and chips, please, darling.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.